our reflections, our sermons on the text of the hymns, starting with the text of the hymns rather than starting with the scripture, even though we've kind of woven some scriptures in there. Today's hymns are reflections on hymns about discipleship. And I thought it would maybe be a little more uplifting to finish the month on than conflict and struggle, which Kyle preached on last week. I was deceived. Anyway, we start with this golden oldie of a hymn that has a lovely lilting tune, and there's really something comforting about it. Now, some of it is, I think, because a lot of us sang it as kids. But I also feel like as I sing it to this tune, it makes me feel that in the midst of all the tumult and trials of my life, Jesus is calling me. Jesus is reaching out to me to comfort and support and encourage me, saying, come on, you got this, you can do this. It's a kind of an encouraging sounding hymn. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not real satisfied with hearing this hymn of discipleship being sung to this really lilting tune and heard in a comforting way. Because, as I said, I found discipleship a more struggling topic than I thought it was going to be. In fact, I struggled enough with this topic that at Tuesday night's ad board meeting, I consulted them about discipleship. Because after all, if you can't get help on discipleship from the leaders of this church, who can you get help from, right? So they had wonderful answers for me. And I asked them, because part of what I'm struggling with is there's this identity we all carry with us as a Christian, right? But we don't too often say, I'm a disciple. I'm a disciple of Jesus. So I asked, is there a difference between being a Christian and being a disciple? What's the difference? And here's just a few of the answers. I didn't list them all. Here's just a couple of the answers that they gave. Discipleship's a bigger commitment than just Christianity. Discipleship defines the relationship of a Christian to the world and to God. Discipleship is the interface between God and the world. So to sum those answers up, here's how I would do that. I think I would say that discipleship is where the rubber hits the road. So this morning, I want to ask you, I want you to think about, what's the condition of your discipleship tires? What condition are your tires in? How is your discipleship hitting the road? Is the tread wearing pretty thin? Is it time for some new tires? Maybe it's time for a rotation. And how much do you suppose that's going to cost? Think about this a minute. As I read to you the passages from Luke, I've contemporized them a bit. If you want to hear how Jesus originally said them, you can look them up. But I've put in a couple of different, more contemporary examples. This passage in Luke is headed in the NRSV, that's the Bible in your pews, it's headed the cost of discipleship. Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. After all, what parent wouldn't count the cost before signing up for traveling soccer? And after all, What new employee wouldn't consider whether she is willing to work every weekend for her first year before signing the contract? So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. Those may feel like pretty harsh words to go along with what we had all just kind of agreed was an encouraging hymn to be listened to in the midst of life's tumults. But did you actually listen to the words we were singing? Andrew turning from home and kindred, for some of you younger folks who aren't used to such old-fashioned language, kindred is a fancy word for family. Andrew turning from home and family, leaving all for Jesus' sake. Jesus calls us from those treasures we adore, saying, "Love me more." Do you all remember the story of the rich young ruler that's in the Gospels? He comes to Jesus, and we would call him, by today's standards, a good Christian. He obeys all the commandments, goes to church every week, loves his neighbor. And Jesus tells him to leave his treasure, leave his possessions. Now we know it was a costly decision to be a follower of Jesus back in his day. Families were literally torn apart when members chose to follow that crazy cult leader from Galilee. Followers of Jesus were rejected by their families. Many first century Christians truly did have to count the cost if they were going to be disciples, for they, like their leader, were crucified, stoned, burned, and thrown to the lions or the gladiators. But not today. We have not gone to hell in a handbag because shops are open on Sundays. We have not gone to hell in a handbag because kids have sport and band practices on Sundays. Phrases like family values have replaced hate your spouse and children as the mark of Christian discipleship. And Christians aren't persecuted, except in Syria, China, all those faraway places that we can ignore when we listen to encouraging and comforting hymns. And this brings me to what I struggle with when it comes to 21st century discipleship. Anymore, we don't really, literally, physically have to count the cost of being a disciple of Jesus. All too easily, before we know it, we find ourselves simply tagging along. Now, Jesus knows this, and that too was a problem in his day. Large crowds followed him everywhere. That was the situation in this passage from Luke. Another large crowd. because it all looked so cool. And he stops to tell them and us, look, it takes more than just following me around and saying, yes, yes, we agree. Everything you say is wonderful and so kind and so just. Disciples of Jesus cannot just tag along for the good feelings. We cannot follow what has become a domesticated gospel that never demands radical choices. Radical, by the way, has the same Latin root as the word root. Radical means getting down to the root of things. We cannot go around simply following a gospel that warms our hearts, or a gospel that promises us showers of blessing will rain down upon us if we just read this book that we can purchase for $9.99 on Amazon.com. Being a disciple has got to cost more than all the worthwhile sacrifices we make for our kids and our loved ones and our jobs. Otherwise, as UCC minister Emily Heath puts it, we are doing the ecclesiastical equivalent of simply rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.